So yesterday I was visiting some friends for most of the afternoon for a pre-New Year's Eve, not till midnight New Year's Eve party. We ended the party at about 8 and all came, and I drove back to Jackson with some good friends of mine here and got back to the rectory about 9:30, and then just kind of like milled around for about an hour and was like, you know what, I'm just going to go to bed. I just can't do it. So I just kind of plonked down on the bed and just kind of dozed off for a while. And as happenstance would have it, I woke up at like 11:54. And I looked at the clock and I was like, it's almost midnight. Okay, I'll get out of bed for the next 5 minutes. So we have our little chapel in the rectory, and I said, you know what, I'll just go up to the chapel and just spend the first moments of the new year with the Lord. And so I walked up and knelt down before our tabernacle there, which is in the wall, just in time for midnight to strike. And of course, I knew when it was midnight because the fireworks started going. And it just so happened that as I was kneeling in front of the tabernacle, and the chapel door is this way, and I look this way, and at the end of the hallway upstairs is a window. And precisely opposite that window, somewhere down in Jackson, like, it was a perfect view for the fireworks. And I just started to kind of watch them, and the blinds were slightly closed, and I said, all right, Lord, I'll go watch fireworks. And so I went down the hallway, and I opened the blinds, and I came back to the chapel and just knelt with the Lord and just looked at the fireworks for a good 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, however long it was. They were actually pretty good fireworks. And then I ended up spending another hour there just praying, just being with the Lord, and spending the first moment of the new year with God. It was very peaceful. And in God's own providence, a moment of grace, I think perhaps a small moment of reflection on today's gospel, which is the gospel of Mary's heart. The place in Luke, in several occasions, but one of these occasions where it says that Mary holds these things in her hearts. This was actually something that I just preached on Sunday, if you were at one of my masses, this idea of the heart of the mother, and the way that the heart of the mother is so attuned, right, to that gift of wonder. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Right, this gift of wonder, which I think as children we have, and I would say we probably learn it from our mother, and I don't know, perhaps this is just a pious thought, but I still think it's something very beautiful to consider, that it is, after all, the heart of our own mother, which is the first sound that we ever hear, because of course it's the first sound that a baby hears as a baby develops in her mommy's womb, and we get serenaded by the heartbeat of our mother for the first 9 months of our lives. And so mothers whose hearts are attuned to wonder and awe, perhaps in a mysterious spiritual way, pass on this gift to a child, because it's the very gift that all children have, which is the same gift of wonder and awe. You know, a child that is not worried about understanding anything. They're just worried about taking it in wonderment. And there's so much freedom in that simple gift of wonder. It's a gift to be renewed. This morning, as I was praying before Mass, and I was asking, Lord, what do you want from me this year? Just kind of reflecting on this gospel. And the Lord said, renew your commitment to wonder. Renew your commitment to wonder. For adults, I think perhaps that's an especially important task for us to be diligent about. Because as we grow, our wonder and awe is usually replaced by our need for knowledge, which is a good thing. But sooner or later, you and I, if we're honest with ourselves, always come to this kind of terminus of knowledge, this kind of ending point where we don't have knowledge beyond the knowledge that we have, or like we want to find it, and it's not there to be found, and it's kind of a dissatisfying sentiment. And that in itself can lead us to a kind of anxiety where we're like, man, I just don't understand. Or I just wish I had the next thing. or it always seems to be right around the corner, and we're never quite there. Right? In the quest for knowledge, there is a certain sense of incompleteness, perhaps, limitedness. But there's no limit to wonder. Right? It's infinite. Because the only thing that wonder does is just behold. And as I was kneeling there, and of course, like things you just don't plan on, and I was just watching. You know, even in that 5, 6, 7 minutes of watching Jackson City fireworks in the first hours of January 1st, I wasn't kneeling there just wanting to know what was going on. I just was looking, you know, because it was so beautiful to behold. There was something that was able to rest in me, just in the ability to see and experience and receive the grace, small as it is, large as it is. You know, because what happens in those fireworks? Well, you see it for about a second, and it's beautiful, and then it's gone. And then you wait for the next one, and you see it for about a second, and then it's gone. And there isn't even really time to kind of contemplate other than to just notice the beauty of it, right? This is, I think, what is such an appropriate response to beauty, which is one of the ways that the Lord reveals himself, who is all beautiful. And for us, as we move into this new year, as we sort of just have this very brief reflection on the heart of Mary, what was she doing pondering in her heart? Perhaps she was just wondering. Perhaps she was just taken by the awe of the moment. You know, the graces that, as the church tells us, that there are graces that surpass the understanding of the mind. And that those graces are graces to be prayed for. Because what they do is they free us. They free us from the limitations that our own human limitedness places upon us. And they actually give rest to the infinite desires of the human heart in a way that no other grace does. That's an important grace because, especially as grown-up adults, it releases us from the anxieties that naturally come upon us in the frustrations that we have about the limitedness of the world around us, right? I wish it were this way, or I wish that were fixed to that, or I can't wait for this new thing coming out that's going to solve all the problems, or just wait for science and technology to get around that next corner, and there's always the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And pretty soon our hearts are continually focused on whatever it is that we don't yet have attained. Ah, but wonder already has attained. Wonder attains all things. Right? Because wonder is able to rest in the bliss of God, pure and simple. And maybe that's one of the great gifts that Mary gives to us, and maybe one of the great gifts that she prays for us. That she who in her own humanity was able to behold the beauty of God, pure and simple, and let that be enough. So if you don't have a New Year's resolution yet, how about that one? Maybe with me this year, we can make a decision to recommit to the simple wonder of God's love that surpasses our understanding, but gives rest to the infinite desires of the human heart.